Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Well, about 157 pounds of fun, actually. 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker joined by Ronald Serpas, our friend, professor, practicing Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consulted to numerous departments. You'll see him on TV every now and then pop up as he gives his opinion on this or that. And we welcome him in now as our friend. How you doing, Ronald?
Tommy, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I would be somewhere between fantastic and fabulous. I would say fantabulous.
Yeah, but you're not Ducky or Skippy.
I'd say Ducky. You can call me Ducky if you like. I say Ducky. Tell me about, first of all, you know, I always talk to you about perception and reality, and I see this Fox 8 poll that says that voters now, crime is not their top concern. So I'm still trying to figure out where crime is in New Orleans. If it is, because I heard you on a news, our own news 2 days ago saying that, and it was funny because, or not funny, but ironic, because they had a story about a brother that ran another brother over in a road rage incident, two teenagers in Arizona, I think it was. And I thought about Cain and Abel, and you talked about the Bible, and people have been killing each other going way back when, and I put those two together, and there's no way to eliminate crime completely, totally, ever, right? I mean, that's just human nature. There are people that are going to hurt people. There are people that are going to get fired up in relationships and kill people. There are people that are going to steal things.
That's exactly right. And what we were talking about in the Fox 8 poll, it's great. It's another poll. And I believe in the polls if they're done methodologically sound, and I'm sure the Fox 8 is. But sometimes it depends on what the question is compared to other questions and what's being asked and how the question's written. But what we know from the New Orleans Crime Coalition, which has been doing this for 10 years independently of the government, is that in the city of New Orleans this summer, 6% of the people felt very safe. 48% felt fairly safe. 29, not that safe at all. And 15, not that safe. What that tells you is 54% of the people have a somewhat positive to positive view of safety in New Orleans, but 46% don't. And that's what a police chief, and at least I thought I always focused on. Of course, we talked about the uniform crime data, but you and I have mentioned before, the uniform crime reports from the FBI is only one part of the story, and it's nowhere more than half of what the story is. So when people are asked to say, am I safe in my neighborhood? Am my family safe in my neighborhood? Can I go into other neighborhoods? That's what really drives this ultimate question. Does the city feel safe? And B, I agree. I mean, in Nashville, I'm very proud of our time in Nashville. We polled the public independently every 6 months for 5 years. Our overall satisfaction never fell below 70% of the value of service that we provided there. But we never got more than 25% that ever felt totally safe in the community. So that was the magic number. What part of this community can we do a different job in?
But Chief, so, yeah, I would also, let me just jump in for a second, because I would have to guess that some of those people that answer that question don't walk around the city, don't go from neighborhood to neighborhood, that they just sit there and they watch the TV and they get frightened and afraid from what they see. If it bleeds, it leads on TV, and maybe that affects their opinion, or am I making stuff up?
Well, no, you're actually very close to what the research tells us. There's a company called Pew Research. They're very well respected. They're thought to be bipartisan, like they're down the road. Here's what they tell us. In the United States of America, you caricaturize crime, 72% of Americans base that on what their friends, family, and neighbors tell them. About 70% base it on what local news tells them. So you're right. I think you're right there, but the other one is equally as important. And guess what? They don't trust politicians. The local public, you know, this is what Pew says. They don't really trust political leaders to discuss crime because the public can see through that one party or one part or one, you know, one part wants to say it's bad for whatever their reasons are. The other part wants to say it's good. So bottom line, count on how the people learn about crime. And it's their friends, families, and neighbors, period, the end. That is the highest draw of their attention. And it's been like that for my entire career, by the way.
And the political
part. I was chief when crime was going down, we thought, and people thought it was going up, and you can't change their mind just because you say it.
Right. The political part of it is either I'm going to create a situation that doesn't exist that I'll save you from, or I have saved you from a condition that existed. Either way, the people are suspect. Let me pick it up here. We'll come back 8:51, 9 till 9. We'll talk about the National Guard specifically and President Trump and Governor Landry and are they needed or not, or will they make a difference? Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Ronald Zerpass about law and policing and National Guardsmen. They're not commissioned law enforcement officers. They don't have the authority to make arrests. The president thinks that the president's going to be the presence of the National Guard would be a visual deterrent to criminals. And Chief, just yesterday I was talking to a friend, and on my timeline on the phone came up pictures of the Sugar Bowl after the attack and all of the presence that was on Poydras Street. And I never have felt safer. But I don't know if that's possible to do every day and if that's where the real crime is occurring. Tell me your thoughts on that. You've studied this for your life's work.
Well, you know, the people in New Orleans are very used to seeing the National Guard here. Super Bowls, sometimes the big Sugar Bowls, sometimes New Year's Eve. So it's not uncommon. The governor of New Mexico, who's a Democrat, called up the National Guard to assist local law enforcement in 2025 in April to help with traffic control, securing crime scenes, visibility. Very common, not enforce the law. In 2024, the Democratic governor of Illinois called up Guard to help the local police with the Republican convention, with the Democratic convention, and the Democratic governor of Milwaukee, Wisconsin called up the National Guard to help for the convention. The question isn't that the Guard does not provide assistance. They provide assistance with traffic control, point control, helping deliver food products after disasters. It's become a totally politicized thing because there are examples of Democratic and Republican governors over my entire lifetime who have used the Guard for either planned major events or spontaneous disasters to relieve the police of some of these positions of control, of position control, traffic control, so the police can go do crime fighting and peacekeeping. Mm-hmm. So it's really become a tremendously over-politicized issue because even the people who are complaining the most right now as we speak about the National Guard going to cities, provided they're not doing police work, arresting people, they themselves have done it in the last year several times.
There's no special event or natural disaster, I guess, in New Orleans. So I'm asking you, would they be of help here now?
If they provide assistance to a department that only has 900 people when it should have 12 or 1600 and those protected officers, those guardsmen are not enforcing the law, but maybe they're doing crowd control or traffic control or being a visible deterrent, and the police are freed up to go do more of the police work? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been done hundreds of times in my career.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.